My name's Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop, a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. Most of the episodes are conversations about following this incredible, demanding, forgiving man. Some are adventures I've had following him, and others are reflections on the Bible, faith, and spirituality. Why not subscribe and join me on the journey? Here's a little clip of what's coming up in today's episode. Alright, let's go. It is Monday, the 28th of March, 2022. It's a beautiful, fresh spring morning, and I am currently walking along a winding, mountainous road, completely on my own, with the Alps behind me. I'm not too far from the French-Swiss border, and I'm just starting a mini pilgrimage from the Abbey of Audecombe to the city of Lyon in France. And the Abbey is behind me now. I've been walking for about an hour, and it's going to be a 4.5 day hike to Lyon, and then I'm heading back to the UK. But I've just been here at this Abbey for a get-together, a weekend get-together of the Chemin Neuf community, which is a French Catholic community, with this incredible mission, this incredible vocation, really, to see the church united. And so this weekend was a chance, just let this car go past. This weekend was a chance to just enjoy a fraternal time, really, together. There were about 20 young people who were there from a variety of different countries, and also lots of different church denominations that were represented. We had Catholics, we had Evangelicals, we had Pentecostals, Anglicans, a Derbyist. And it was really just an opportunity to break bread together, to pray together, to enjoy time with one another, and to really just talk about the church and what the church means for us, and also to learn, I think, about other church traditions. And I found it a really joy-filled weekend. I think we all came out of it encouraged. Just to see, really, to experience that we are all united in Christ. And I really felt that in the times of prayer and in the times of worship, where, we're all coming from these very different church traditions, and yet we have this God, this one God that unites us. So I thought I would just, at the start of this pilgrimage, record an episode of the podcast talking about the church and talking about my relationship to the church and maybe how that's changed a bit over time. My real kind of hope for the church, going forward. So I think my my relationship to the church has changed. You know, I think as I came out of university, I was aware that I'd been missing something, you know, having really not found a church, not really settled into a church. And yeah, I'd sort of given up reading the Bible and was praying very rarely. I mean, I guess I had something resembling a faith, but it was very small and I don't think had much of a bearing on my life. So I left university, I moved to a city in the UK called Derby, and very early on I wanted to find a church, and God led me to a wonderful evangelical, charismatic, very international church in Derby, and that was a real joy, actually. And for the 3-4 years that I was in that city, that was my church, and it was a very significant place for me. I met some amazing people. Yeah, that was such a blessing in so many ways. But I also, I wasn't really thinking about, you know, other church traditions. I think in that time as well, if you heard me talking about my faith, I probably was quite disparaging of the church, frankly. I mean, actually, if you go back to the first episode of this podcast, I said this. Yeah, I think it is that thing about it being a relationship.
Yeah.
And relationships are amazing and exciting, and, you know, religions are kind of boring and dusty. And I think the minute you get beyond the religion into the relationship...
And
that's when it really comes out. I wouldn't say that now. You know, I recorded that, 2.5 years ago, and my opinion has changed, I think, in that time. You know, I do value the church very highly. And of course, the church is not perfect, because the church is made up of people. and as we know, people are not perfect. But I have a much higher opinion, I think, of the church now. And that's where I find myself at the moment, really, is in this place where I have this deep hunger to experience the diversity of the church and experience sort of the discomfort that comes from being part of church traditions that are not my own. I think when I was, you know, 3-4 years ago, I was really pursuing certainty. I really had this deep desire to be certain about things, about faith, about the right way to follow Jesus. And maybe that blocked me to church denominations that were not my own. I felt maybe quite suspicious of them. Certainly of Catholicism, with all of its, you know, its kind of differences, perceived differences. I was deeply suspicious, I think, of Catholicism, and I think God in his grace has sort of humbled me over the years, hopefully, and believe me, he's got plenty of work still to do in that area as I pursue humility and coming to this realization that I don't know everything and that that's okay, you know. And so, yeah, there's really been this transition, I think, over the past few years from certainty to curiosity. And right now, as I journey with this community, this French community that is this unexpected part of my story, it is a community that invites curiosity, because it's a community that brings together all different church denominations, Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox. You know, it's a deep joy, and so I'm learning to appreciate the discomfort that comes from being in different church traditions. I'm learning to appreciate the treasures, really, of the Catholic Church. You know, and I want to learn more, and I find that there's so many things that at first seem weird, but that as I go, become part of my life and become a way in which I'm able to meet God. And for example, this tradition in Catholicism of adoration, of sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And so, for me at first, that was quite a strange experience, you know. The Blessed Sacrament is not a part of the evangelical church in the same way. When we take communion, we do not maybe believe that it's the body of Christ in the same way, but there is this parallel, I believe. And so adoration for me has taken on a real depth, and I'm aware that I'm, you know, as I sit in adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I am not maybe believing the same things as those around me, and yet I do truly believe that we're all communing with God in some mysterious way. And so that's one example of an aspect of the Catholic Church, a treasure really of the Catholic Church that I'm learning to appreciate. That's part of the journey that I'm on. So, I mean, I've over the last few months, over the last year, had the opportunity to experience church in many different ways. I remember when I was in France last summer, traveling around doing some volunteering in different places. I went one Sunday. It was the 13th of June. Yeah, 13th of June, 2021, and I went to a mass at a village not far from where I was staying, a village called Iholdi, and I arrived in church, and I was aware straight away that there was some sort of special occasion taking place. people were dressed up. There was a huge crowd, actually, much bigger than I would have expected for this fairly small, you know, village mass. And then I started hearing drums and a band, a marching band, and I could hear it, you know, in the distance as I went into the church. We took our places, we sat down, and then this procession entered the church. You know, people all dressed up in these sort of Napoleonic outfits, uniforms. Kind of a marching band. There was someone who was twirling a cane. It was really kind of very bizarre for me. You know, I just had not expected this at all. And then throughout the service, there were these moments of dance, for want of a better word. Very kind of formalized dance and foot movements from the people who were dressed in these uniforms. And I genuinely had no idea what was going on. And of course, it was a Catholic mass as well, so there was that added layer of mystery, I guess. But on the way out, I asked someone, and she said that it was the octave celebration of Corpus Christi, which is a festival in the Catholic Church, and that it was in some way tied to the French national story. And I still don't fully understand what that mass meant for the people who were there, who clearly came to this mass. You know, I imagine there were people who were there who wouldn't normally attend church, but it had a deep meaning for people. And I share that story just because for me it talks in some way to the experience of journeying, adventuring into church traditions that are different to our own, because there is initially this moment of mystery, this moment of slight disorientation, this sense of being a bit at sea, having lost your bearings, lost the kind of the aspects of the service that you might expect, but that actually you can just, you know, allow the service to do its thing. You can allow you know, the liturgy to speak. You can allow the different traditions to just impact you, and you can actually, yeah, you can actually have a really rich experience. But if of course we stopped and turned away the minute we felt some sense of, oh, I don't get this. This is strange. Then we would miss out on all of that richness. So yeah, I think this is where I am. This is where I'm at the moment, and I've been so blessed by being at Odcom Abbey. I was here last year, at the end of last year as well, for 2 weeks, and you know, it's an incredible place where one evening you might have a very charismatic worship and prayer evening, which, you know, in many ways is completely what I was used to in Derby when I was at the Evangelical Church. It was very much it's a kind of a way of communing with God that feels very, very natural to me, because I've had some years of living that out. And then you go to bed and you wake up, and then the next, you know, morning you have a very traditional Catholic mass with sung psalms and canticles and a liturgy which is much more formalized. It's wonderful, this diversity. It's wonderful to be able to really taste different aspects of the church, and to not feel like I have to box myself into purely one tradition. I still consider myself an evangelical. That's part of my story, and the beauty of this community that I'm just starting to journey with is that the invitation is very much to retain your church tradition. You know, we don't all want to become the same, and this is something that we talked about really at this weekend gathering, was that the goal is not, you know, everyone becoming the same kind of Christian. God has made us to be different, to be unique, and so of course, naturally, you know, his church is going to reflect that. But can we find unity through his Holy Spirit? Can we come as we are and be united in him? And so that was really the encouragement, or the message, if you want, of this weekend just gone. And that fills me with a huge amount of joy. It really does. Many thanks to Johnny Davies for creating the theme tune. Thanks as well to Tattooed Preacher and Thomas Thorogood for the additional music. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. And if you want to support it further, there are two fun ways to do that. Just check the description for the links. I really appreciate you listening. God bless you, and I'll see you down the road.